Hello, welcome to the Open Power Dev Room at FOSDEM. This is the very first year we have the Open Power Dev Room at FOSDEM. We're very happy that the FOSDEM organizers agreed to have this Dev Room. And this Dev Room will be about the Open Power community and the community efforts we are trying to establish and have done over the past years. So, for those of you who do not know, the Open Power platform derives from the IBM Power platform, which started in the 1970s as a research project, and then evolved into a more commercial project by the early 90s. And then, together with Motorola, IBM had their famous Power PC, which were very well-known because of Apple, so most of the older Apples were PowerPC-based. And then IBM focused more on the enterprise-level machines and proprietary machines. After a while, IBM decided to open this stack, and starting with Power 7, we have the very first fully Linux-based machines that came out. So previously, Linux was able to run on Power machines, but with Power 7, IBM decided to open up some of the platform, and so the software stack became more open source. With Power 8, we see the movement of this even further, with the firmware being open sourced and some of the hardware components being open sourced, the BMC being open sourced, we now know this as the project called OpenBMC, which is for multiple architectures, so not only for Power. In light of that, the Open Power Foundation was created, and this is basically the players within the Open Power community who come together and create specifications, create reference architectures, and create a community based on fully openness from the software layer and the hardware layer. And with the new efforts, so with Power 9, the actual hardware got open source, so the ISA stack. With Power 10, we see a lot of more of the architecture being open sourced, and IBM has even contributed the 820 cores, which were used in the Watson project. And so a lot of the architecture today is open source. The majority will, by the time Power 10 comes, be open source, and we have other manufacturers and companies who are also opening their technologies that are currently being used in the Power architecture. And so we have this Dev Room to have more interaction with the community. The foundation is undergoing a complete change and wants to be more interactive with the community and wants to be able to reach out to players which were not necessarily always in the foundation. And so we want to have a more holistic approach on that level. And so we are happy that this Dev Room has a wide variety of people talking about hardware, software, and other initiatives that we'll be doing. One of the other projects I want to mention is that we have the OpenBMC, which is the software stack. You will find some more presentations in the firmware Dev Room. And for instance, Coreboot is being ported to Power, Xen is being ported to Power, but we also have projects like LibreBMC, which is going to be an open source hardware architecture, primarily a BMC, so that you can control machines with it. We have other projects, which James, our executive director, will have a talk about. And we will have some more projects coming out in February and March, targeting specifically developers and the community demands that we have today and all the feedback that we get from the community, we try to interact on that level. From the foundation point of view, I want to say that we are busy undergoing a change, and we want to get more members on one hand, but we also want non-members to be able to contribute and to get benefits. So we will have a specific section called the Open Power Foundation Hub, where projects are able to request access and get basically access to machines that can run power. And so you can test your open source software in these centers. And for the rest, I am now going to leave it up to the actual speakers. So we have some presentations for the rest of the day. They will do their own introductions, but I just wanted to introduce you to the dev room. And if you have any questions, please let us know. If you want to reach out to us as a foundation or to me, please feel free to reach out. Thank you. So there's a question, is there a link to the Open Power Hub and how to get access to resources? No, not yet. This is a new initiative that that was started by our previous TSC, Jeff Shields, but wasn't finalized. And I am now busy finalizing the setup, so we will have a website where you can ask those questions. I can tell you the URL, even though it doesn't work yet. It's hub.openpower.foundation. But like I said, this is still some work in progress. We hope to be ready by end of February, beginning of March with this actual application. And specifically to Julien, I already mailed you some ways you can get access. Again, if you need access before the hub is on, just try to contact me on IRC or by email, and then I'll see how we can already get access for some of the resources there. So as there are no questions, and as this was just an introduction, I will now take the time to actually go through the talks. So we have next up, MicroWatt Grows Up from Paul McCrackus. And then after that, we have the status of Core Boot on Open Power. We have the LibreSock project, and from Luke. We have the Open Hardware Power Architecture from Roberto, which is an initiative to actually get an Open Power laptop set up. So he has some ideas around that. We have Daniel, who will be talking about Void Linux, a Linux distribution that actually supports the whole power ecosystem. We have LibreSock talking about their simplified vectorization implementation. Then we have a break, and then later on, James Kalina, our executive director from the Open Power Foundation, will be talking about how we are redesigning the foundation and how we want to interact more with the community. So he's from the US, that's why there's a time break. And then we have Christopher Sullivan talking about OpenCE, which is the old OpenAI project, which has been open sourced and which is now being community driven. He works at the Oregon State University. And together with IBM, they basically upkeep all that infrastructure. They are also one of the maintainers of the project and make sure that everything's up and running on power. So next up will be Paul. Okay, thank you. And we'll be moving on once the recording starts. I presume Paul's talk will automatically start.